We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
I'm just here to drink. I'm not here to break down this game. I'm just here because it's Saturday night. I want to hang out with my friends from Miami Heat Beat, and I want to get fucked up, and I want to hear Moose drip. Because I don't want to break down this game. Because if I do, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I'm going to start getting hot, start getting angry. I'm going to get my pressure up. And I don't need to get my pressure up. You know what I'm saying? I'm a black man. We got hypertension and shit. we have a history of high cholesterol in my family and high blood pressure. I can't do it. Because if I do start breaking down this game and start talking about it, I'm going to start talking about the fact that Bam Adebayo out here, you know, with Rajon Rondo's space doing nothing. Afraid of Brook Lopez. Passing to Goran Dragic underneath the rim when you won't go attack the rim your damn self. Goran Dragic is 6'2", 6'3". Your big ass passing to Goran Dragic to attack Brook Lopez, but you won't attack Brook Lopez. The ball keep bouncing off your hands, going all the way the other fucking direction. I'm not going to break down this game because if I do, I'm going to get upset. And I don't want to get upset on a drip drop Saturday. I want to have a good time. Because if I break down this game, I'm talking about the fact that Tyler Hero turned back into a pumpkin. Where the fuck you was at, Tyler? Listen, everyone told me, hey, you were wrong about Tyler. Listen, I don't think I hope I'm wrong about Tyler, but if I break down this one game and lose the perspective of the bigger picture, I'm gonna get upset about Tyler Hero. I'm gonna get upset about Goran Dragic not showing the fuck up. I'm gonna get upset about the fact that Belly had way more shots than Bam tonight, and he was one of our most aggressive players, and the rest of the team was out there sleepwalking. But I'm not gonna get upset. I'm going to have a good time. I am Alphonse City, a.k.a. Alpha954. You are in the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time, and we are going to have a good time. It's a drip drop Saturday night. You know what drip drop means. We take shots for subs. You guys sub, and we will take shots. Subscribe on our Twitch channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Stop being lazy. 3,000 plus of y'all watched the last show, and only 2,400 of you are subscribers. Doesn't make sense. Subscribe. All right? Bring me out, Brass. It's a drip drop Saturday night. We are headed to the playoffs. Keep it in perspective. Like, we can't lose the fact that we just had a glorious beatdown in the 76ers, and these motherfuckers are just didn't decide to show up tonight. We are not going to let them ruin our good time. Not going to let them get our pressure up, you know.
Nope.
We're going to have not a good tonight. Time tonight.
Nope.
Not tonight.
Hell no.
Brass, before we even find out what everyone's drinking, Moose, hit me with a time when we don't give a fuck we're going to the playoffs drip drop.
Man, win, lose, or draw, we're on our way to the playoffs, baby. Gotta hit them one time with a drip drop.
Thank you, Moose.
Mm-hmm. Let's do Brass, it tonight.
As I try, Brass, you see I'm trying.
I know you are.
You gave us this amazing Newt Rockne style pep talk before the show. And I'm trying. You see, I'm holding strong.
Damn straight.
I'm trying not to go on a fucking monumental rant. Woo! About Bam just fucking look at the basket, motherfucker. Like, every once in a while, look at the basket.
Right.
Like, you ain't Joel Anthony. He played like Joel Anthony tonight.
Shout out Warden.
UD wasn't thrilled.
UD was not thrilled.
What's your bitch ass doing? That's just... My guess.
Bam face, you like, man.
There was
UD got to get a finger in that face before the next game.
There was big Hassan vibes out there from Bam. I'm just saying.
Mm.
Big mopey-ass vibes. And listen, if anything, I'm just worried about Bam going into the playoffs. Is he okay? He had that fucking thing on his hand like he was bowling. I want to know, is he okay? Because he couldn't catch shit. Yeah, he had the bowler glove on.
He was out there looking for that 7-10 split.
Exactly. That's how he was shooting, like this motherfucker. So I'm worried about Bam. But I'm not going to get upset. Brash, you told me not to get mad.
Don't get upset. Don't get mad. You
somebody in the chat mad, is telling me to rant. I'm not going to do it. We're going to have a fucking good time.
You could be upset at this game, but this game don't mean shit.
Amen. It doesn't, but God damn it.
Tell him, Brass. See, I'm laughing at all of you guys because what you really did is just fell into Spo's trap. He didn't give a fuck about tonight's game. Neither did Jimmy. Okay? This is all planting the seed. See, we're not afraid of the Bucks. All right? Fuck that Bucks team. Okay? Giannis, you don't want to be here? Guess what? We don't even fucking want you here. You
can't
handle this shit. All right? Bam, in the last game, he showed you what he's got. Okay?
He's got it.
This was all to set it up just so we can kick that sweet ass when it matters in the playoffs. We ain't scared of shit. Give him one time with a drip drop.
Kimba. It's going
there we go.
Down.
Brass. Yes. I don't believe a fucking word Moose just said. Let's find out what everybody's drinking. All right, we already know what Moose is drinking. You got that monkey booty.
It gets me through my day, gets me through my night, gets me through my worries. It's just, it's so right.
Okay.
I'm telling you that, if Monkey Shoulder don't sponsor you by the end,
where are you at, Monkey Shoulder? Come on.
Have we sent them an email? Do they have an email? I feel like you made that label and threw it on a bottle of Hennessy.
No, trust me, I would not make that label. drip drop.
I'm on the Tito's and Sprite. That's been a winning formula for me lately. It didn't work tonight. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight?
I got a frozen margarita here. Got a Corona here.
Oh shit!
And I'm taking
a Caribbean cruise. What's up?
And I'm taking shots of wine. Taking shots of Mondavi.
God damn.
There you go. Siobhan, what's going on over there? I didn't come hang out in Virginia.
It's a great time over here all the time.
I'm saying.
We're going to the playoffs. I'm good.
I'm over here by myself. Me and my fat dog are back. We just over here drinking by ourselves and shit. You over here triple fisting. Brass, what are you drinking tonight? Did you show them how to make that jungle juice or whatever the Bucks are talking about?
It's a jungle bird, actually. So the Milwaukee Bucks Twitter account tweeted this out earlier. This is their pregame of the game. Jungle Bird. Now look at these fucking specs. 11.5 ounces of Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum. Hey, you don't use spice rum in fucking Jungle Bird for one, but 11.5 ounces. All right. Like, and that's not, honestly, it's not enough pineapple juice, too. It's supposed to have a couple ounces. Anyway, this is bullshit. And also, look at, I want you to look at step three. Did Gianni fucking copyright that, like, strain into a double rock glass. What the fuck is that? Exactly.
Looks like her juice a little early.
KZ wrote it. It was a glitch.
So I made an actual Jungle Bird. Supposed to use some dark rum in that shit. And this is, it's a delicious drink if you haven't had it before. I'll send you this.
Tell him, Brass. Mm. Even the Bucks fucking bartenders are shit. Can't get anything right.
Garbage. I said earlier, like 11.5 ounces of rum. Like, it's the only way you forget that you're in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to drink like that with those Milwaukee winners. Frankie, what are you drinking over there?
I thought you were going to say with those Milwaukee women, like on a Shaq San Antonio.
Same thing. If you want to listen, you're going to need them beer goggles.
I got some Tito's frozen lemonade. And you guys bullied me enough to buy some new glasses, so I got some.
There we go, Frankie.
Nice. All right, Frankie.
Moving on up,
bastards.
That nice. Girlfriend of yours is the one who got them glasses for you. Don't lie.
No, hell no. You guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not moose with this shit.
Listen, I know. Listen, my girl classed my ass up as well. It's okay. That's why we have, you know, that's why we get in these relationships. So we out here living like fucking savages, and they come and class us up a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know I'm going to throw this off, but I thought it was just me, and I put it in the private chat. Frankie, did you, like, inhale some helium or some shit before this? Like, what is up with your voice?
I don't know.
Wait, what happened?
You sound beautiful, but it's
a little chipmunky.
Yeah?
Frankie, yeah. Say the ABCs.
ABCE.
Yeah, what's that?
Yes, thank you. I thought, I mean, I know I'm on some stuff, but I wasn't sure.
Did he skip B? Did
God
I said B, yeah.
I said B, yeah.
Dude, what's going on? Are you
I gotta hit up one time.
Frankie smoked that chipmunk pack.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, just think low. Think low. You'll be good. All right. Let's talk about this game.
Do our Barry White impression. Do the Bernie Mac. Black bitch.
No.
Absolutely. Moose. Listen, this game.
There was no game.
Listen, we're talking about the game. I'm going to try to be positive. This game, numerous times tonight, was imminently winnable. And they played all their guys. We cut it to 10. We cut it to 12. It was like 13, 14, like with 5-6 minutes left in the third quarter, they cut it to 10. This is without Jimmy Hero tonight. Holy shit!
Again, we Hero are had just 3 points on
one for nine shooting for Hero. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm not worried. Not worried.
Listen,
I'm concerned, but I'm not worried. Not worried. Not worried.
But does this Bucks team, because it looks unless. And we're going to talk about tomorrow when it comes to the Knicks and Celtics and whether the Heat should play their starters. And they're going to get a week off, which is the most important thing. But does this Bucks team scare you going into the playoffs?
Well, I've been saying all year that this Bucks team is significantly better than the one last year. So I do think that needs to be said because they are head and shoulders more tougher. I think they move at a faster pace. They're offensively a little bit more in sync. With that being said, Heat and five, these fuckers don't know what's coming. This is all a trap. Yeah. Everything that you saw was a mirage. There was no Jimmy Butler. With no Jimmy Butler, there's no Heat culture. With no Heat culture, there's no victories. Tonight was just a setup. Breast
job. Thank you.
I love it. I love that confidence. I wish I had it. Siobhan. Listen, let's not talk about we scared the Bucks or not. Talk about Kendrick Nunn, because you was on the timeline going off. My man Kendrick is the only reason this wasn't a 40-point blowout.
Not even going – like, I just want him to, I think, get a little bit more of the respect than he does. He has been consistently, whether you want to hear it or whether you want that to be the truth or not, he's consistently been one of the – more and most consistent players for the team this season. He's been there. He's been healthy other than, you know, the earlier stint when he wasn't or whatever. He had a rough patch. He got benched a bit, came back. He wasn't bitching about it. He kept working. He came back and was ready and has been hooping. I said before, he is their top three. You know, he's in their top three of scoring options. And on nights like to this and many other nights in the season, I'm putting him as two because – we're not going to break down the game, but Bam just won't look at the basket, can't catch the ball a lot of times to look at the basket. So I just, Nun's out here hooping, and it's fair to be upset. It's fair to be upset that he is the better of, you know, we can say bad options right now, but that's not his fault. And he's still, you know, playing the better of all of the other guys that have been available. And he's been playing for them. He's been playing well for them consistently. And yeah, without him, he had like 30, he had 31 today.
31.
Without him, there's, this is a disgusting game. And it's a disgusting game as it kind of was, truthfully. But without him, it's, I don't even, I don't have words.
Listen, Bielitsa hasn't played in a month.
Tell him, Brad.
It's been a month. So yeah. you think Spo played 20 minutes of Bielitsa tonight without the intention of throwing the game? Come on, people. Listen, what are we doing here?
I don't want to hear the throw the game shit. The Heat had a chance to get the fourth seed with a win tonight and a win tomorrow. You're going to tell me they didn't want a home court advantage in the first round?
Locked up cohesion. They had been playing well. Everything. Not that, okay, it's all could be mental warfare. You know, all those things are on the table, but you know, there were opportunities tonight.
But
yeah, but that's not fucking fun.
Excuse me. Did you guys see Udonis Haslem get any minutes tonight? This game didn't matter. If UD's not getting any minutes, if Jimmy's not getting any minutes, then this game don't mean shit. Okay.
I will also say, Frankie, listen, as upset we want to be about this game, the fact that he have no, it looks like the chance of the five seed is slipping away, the chance of the four seed is gone. They shot 8 free throws tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they made a season high in threes.
That was bad, actually. That I can't defend that.
8 free throws or 24 free throws. They shot 49 three pointers. No, nothing in the paint. They didn't attack all game. And listen, they lost by 14. And don't tell me that score isn't indicative of the game because they were down by 15 the entire second half. They outscored the Bucks in the second half. So, and the Bucks played their guys playoff type minutes. Bud was out there using his guys tonight. So yeah,
he was using up all of his schemes, all of their shit. He's getting it all out now when the games don't matter. Keep doing you, Bud. We'll see.
But
you.
Like,
we'll see
Frankie, you. Is this something to worry about going forward? Because we don't see Bam play like this with Jimmy out there. The bench has been scoring 50 points a night. They got 17 from Dragic, and after that, it was 6 from Deadman, and basically nothing else from anybody. Like, is tonight something to be worried about, or is it just like, listen, we're playing the Bucks in the first round, we're going to have a week off, and then we're going to whoop their ass in 5?
A little bit of both, I would say, because it's so stark how reliant this team is on Jimmy, that without him, if Goran doesn't look like himself, there's no downhill threat at all. Bam doesn't have the moves or the willingness at times to get to the cup at will. He doesn't take those short shots. Only 34 points in the paint tonight. They needed a lot more than that. And, I mean, it's great that they hit their shots and kept themselves in the game somewhat within a striker's shot. But them not being able to get those easy buckets and create fast break opportunities, get, you know, more of a presence and beat them down inside, phrasing – you know, it's sad. It's sad that they still haven't found that answer all season. And Kendrick had a great game. Goran, you know, put up points on 16 shots. But the 8 free throws is the biggest fucking thing of the night, that they can't get to the line. They can't create easy shots like that. And it sucks, man. It sucks. But he in 5. Fuck you guys. We're going to do this shit. Fuck Giannis. He still can't shoot a jumper. He's not going to do shit in the playoffs. Trevor Reeves is going to punk his ass in the playoffs. Udonis is going to punk his ass in the playoffs. Playoff Bam? Come on. We saw playoff Bam last year. He's going to punk his ass. We're going to get
that's what I'm talking guys. About. Tell him, Frankie. Do guys. Another whip it. Tell him.
Stream me. Let's go.
All right.
All I hear, I'm sorry. I Frankie know. Had that whole breakdown. The only thing I hear is Christmas yep. time same. Of year.
God damn it.
I thought I fucking fixed this shit before we came out here. Brass got hit him one time.
We hit him one time in a drip drop.
Take me out, Brass.
Oh, take Jesus Christ.
I'm looking at
time. Here's what I'm going to say, though, about this game. Like, real talk for a second. Yeah, this loss sucked. I hated this. I'm not happy right now. However,
yes.
Real talk. Nothing has changed between right now and the last game, though. Truly, because Jimmy didn't play. I mean, the Bucks are good. We know the Bucks are good.
Brass, what changed, Brass, Brass, what changed is they are definitely playing the Bucks. We want the fucking Bucks. There was this outside hope that they would get maybe get a 4 seed. I'm not. They would play the fifth. They would have a 5th seed, and they'd be playing the Hawks. We're all afraid of the Hawks, but the Hawks are not the Bucks. So now you basically know, like, we will know. There's a 1 o'clock Knicks game tomorrow, yeah. And it's going to be really, really interesting because the Celtics have nothing to play for tomorrow. Nothing. They are stuck where they're. I'm pretty sure. We can look that up. But I don't think the Celtics have a single thing to play for. They are where they are.
They're never going
to
play another meaningful game as long as Brad Stevens is the fucking coach. Go on.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was funny, the article. They need to get rid of Jalen Brown or Brad Stevens. Jalen Brown ain't the problem.
Yeah, of course. Of course Boston fans are going to blame it on the Browns.
Right. Oh, of course, yeah.
The blackest guy on the roster or Brad Stevens. So the Celtics got nothing to play for. The Knicks have something to play for. After that game tomorrow, there might be no. I mean, the Knicks win, the Heat are stuck in that 6th seed. So we know who the Heat are going to be playing. They're going to be playing the Bucks. This game did matter. Unless the Heat are that confident, like, because I feel like if this was important enough, like, Jimmy would have played. And it's just weird to me, like, they must be super confident in their ability to beat the Bucks. Because if this was a playoff game, and it essentially was, Jimmy would have played tonight.
Are you questioning their confidence, their culture, their toughness right now? Are you fucking doing that? Did you not see the last game? Did you not see that bullshit that Udonis Haslem was pulling out there, punking old Joel Embiid? Come on. Like I said, if this game mattered, Haslem would have gotten some minutes, would have roughed some shit up, would have fucking put the team on his back and carried us to another fucking game just like he did last time, all right? This didn't mean shit. Spo's not showing his hand. Brad Stevens, Bud, all the fucking coaches, they ain't got nothing on this.
I mean, Moose, you're really angling for that Cortez tweet tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, you really are.
Oh, yeah. Hit me with that. Come on.
Hit me with that Cortez.
I need a couple more followers. Let's go.
I don't know. I think it was kind of a little bit, like I said earlier, I think it may have been a little bit of a missed opportunity. Like you said, just to shore up some stuff, whether they're confident or not. Yeah, they've been playing, like, amazingly for the last couple few weeks or so. But, like, I don't think there's, like, you can never have too much of, like, having seen yourself play well. And so I don't know that you intentionally angle to, you know, to not, even with, you know, as much confidence as you may have in the team, which I still think they could have used tonight to really kind of drive that home. Shit on, or, you know, let the Pistons game go. Why not that then, you know, the Bucks game, even if you are uber confident in, you know, you.
To me, it's like, you were down 10 and you were down 13. Yeah. Like, yeah. Turn it on. And that's when I kept fucking, I was like losing my mind with Bam. It's like, you're dribbling down the court. Let's get some, how about some early offense?
Passes, couldn't catch.
No, like, yeah. How about a little early offense? Brook Lopez is put some pressure on, even if you don't shoot, even if you put pressure on him and someone cuts behind you and, like, do something. But to stand there at free throw line extended and further and just sit there and dribble with your back to the basket, nobody around you, and passing. Like, it was so just, like, it's apathetic. It was, yes. It was jarring is the word to watch.
So if you want some real talk, what truthfully terrifies me about tonight's game, and Alf, you had the stat earlier, the amount of free throws that we had. And a lot of that I'm putting on Bam. He needs to be aggressive, especially below in the paint. Fucking play bully ball. That's exactly what he did in the last game that we were praising him for. So that on-off switch that I keep saying, I only see it when Jimmy's on the court with him. You know, Moose, that's what scares me.
How many fouls did Brooke Lopez have tonight?
What was that?
How many fouls did Brooke Lopez have tonight?
Oh, I have no idea. Tell me. Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, even with that's unacceptable. Even with that, he was sagging so far off of Bam. That jump shot has been your bread this season. Look at it. Take it. One dribble pull up. At least, like, look at that.
It was fucking embarrassing. I'm sorry, Brass. I know you told me to be positive.
No, go off. Go off.
But it was fucking embarrassing to watch that shit. Like, you are a fucking athletic freak of nature. You have the ball You're coming. You're running down the court. They're backpedaling, getting into their defense, and you stop. You stop right inside the 3-point line and just fucking do nothing with the ball and just start pounding the ball. Like, what are you fucking doing? Put some pressure on Brooke Lopez's slow, fucking unathletic ass. Like, I know the dude is a good rim protector, but make him fucking protect the rim. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like this shit has to stop. We've seen it so many times. Because yeah. Jimmy's out there not to fucking hold your hand. You ain't going to fucking be aggressive. You a grown-ass man, dog.
Why we got to keep yelling at you?
Bro, like why UD got to be out there yelling at you? Mm-hmm. Get your fucking shit together, man. Goddamn. Like, you have a chance to fucking play the Hawks in the first round. Maybe even have home court advantage. And all you fucking do is just, and you give the fucking game away. The fucking bench gets you within 10, and you come out there and just turn the ball over 2 fucking plays in a row. Like, literally, he was a negative tonight. Like, every time he was on the floor, he was fucking shit up. Like, listen, I don't need you to drop 30. I don't need you to drop 40, drop 50. But goddamn it, 15, motherfucker? 15 points? You couldn't give me fucking 15 goddamn points? Like, geez, like, what? Like, and just at least, like, at least go fucking 3 for 19 with Jimmy out.
Yeah.
Go 3 for 20, go 4 for 25. I don't give a fuck. At least be aggressive. Show some fucking balls, man. Like, that shit was fucking embarrassing. They played you like you was fucking, like you were Ben Simmons out this bitch.
True.
And you just out here, you're not even looking at the fucker. It's fucking embarrassing. It was a joke. I don't care. Like, listen, this is not, this doesn't mean anything for the playoffs. He'll probably play better with Jimmy around. But fucking tonight, it was a joke. It was embarrassing. I fucking hated watching this shit. Like, I was fucking losing my mind.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top 3 things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watching this sumbitch stand around a fucking free throw line and not even fucking look at the basket. He had Middleton in the post. Nobody expected him to shoot it.
Woo.
You sitting there, you got Brook Lopez backpedaling. Instead of attacking him, you throw a bounce pass to Dragic to attack Brook Lopez. How do you think that's going to work out?
Right.
Lopez is already under the rim, and you're hitting Dragic on a cut to Brook Lopez.
Get your ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga.
Bring me out, Brad. Motherfucker, man. Like, come on.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes 3-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with 2-day shipping, and the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Feel better now?
No, my fucking blood pressure through the goddamn roof.
It's better to get that stuff out, though. You don't want to hold that in a body.
Yeah, I'll say I was going to get
it's better to release.
Don't bottle that shit in.
Full shit, release, man. That's good. Yeah. That shit was fucking embarrassing to watch, man. Like, honestly, don't give that motherfucker no D-Poy. Don't give him nothing after tonight. You don't deserve it.
Hell nah.
Go in the corner and drink your chocolate milk.
I just don't get it.
Think about what the fuck you did tonight.
Even if you're not going to do the shit that we've been begging you to do all season, which is be more aggressive to the cup, they were giving you that sweet little finesse jump shot that you've been like hitting. Do that. Pokes with stick. Do that thing.
It's frustrating that it's been the same thing all year. It's literally waiting for his big brother, Jimmy, to be on the court there to give him that confidence to play aggressive. Like, bro, he doesn't have to be on the court with you. You're a fucking bully. Look even at yourself.
Even if you don't quote unquote have that freedom within the offense, clearly the shit that you have been given the free and clear to do isn't working. You're losing. You're down by 20 in the second quarter.
We got to address this comment.
Berto Yardi 72 says, I don't want to hear shit from you, Alf, when Bam Ball's out in the playoffs. Kiss my fucking ass. Listen, I give Bam Adebayo his props all the fucking time on this show. But you know what I'm going to do? When he plays like a little fucking bitch, I'm going to call him out on that shit too. I've called him out on Twitter to his fucking face. I added his ass and he responded to me. I'm not afraid of fucking nobody. Listen, I want him to fucking play better. Are you fucking kidding me? That's exactly what I'm saying right now. I want Bam to fucking play great.
Yeah. You don't think I want Bam to play well?
You don't think I'm gonna be out here fucking fist pumping if Bam goes off for 30 in the playoffs?
We said it a million times. We know Bam's a fucking badass. We're just annoyed when he doesn't when he shows
head.
Bam is way too good to have this kind of game, especially when it does matter.
This whole idea from fucking Heat fans. Yeah. And listen, one thing I will tell you guys all the fucking time: I am not an analyst. Yeah. I'm not a reporter. Right. I am a fucking Heat fan that for some reason they gave me a microphone and they kept saying go on YouTube and go on Twitch and talk a lot of shit. And I've been doing it for fucking years now. And for some reason, people like it and people watch it. I am not a fucking analyst. I'm a fucking Heat fan. All right. And this idea from Heat fans that if you criticize a player on your team, you're all of a sudden a fucking hater. Yep. Nigga, if you watch Bam Adebayo tonight, play basketball, and you weren't upset, you are not a fucking Heat fan.
Stop fucking coddling them.
Like, get the fuck, these are grown fucking men. Fuck out of here with that pussy shit. Like, if they play like ass, they play like fucking ass.
Preach.
Like, call them out. When Hero was playing like ass, I said he played like ass. When Nunn played like ass, I said he played like ass. When Gorin played like ass, I said he played like ass.
Jimmy looks shitty, he gets called
out.
When
they look shitty, they look shitty. Yeah. Like, it ain't it's not being a bad fan to say a guy played bad. Bam played bad tonight, and you know what? He's still a max player, still deserves a max contract. Get the fuck out of here talking about, don't show up in the fucking playoffs. Man, I'm out here dick riding people all fucking season? No.
We're not looking to pound our chest and go, see, we were right.
Dick riding nobody. One thing you won't get from Alf is they ain't no fucking dick riding. They play like ass. They play like ass. I'm going to call them out, and they play better than that. No phrasing. I said what the fuck I meant. Fez, thank you, Fez. Great fucking viewer, by the way. I love Fez.
Fez is a goat.
That's my man's. I got it. Me and Fez, we got to get a drink one day.
We do. Speaking of drinks, we do have a couple subs.
Let's drink.
Elite XBL subscribed for 2 months at tier one.
There we go.
And Nate with the vibes subscribed for 1 month at tier one. So I think we can all after that. I think we can all hit him with a drip drop.
Let's go, Moose. I like it. Gotta hit him one time with a drip drop.
You know what? I gotta make another drink because this shit has. I'm all upset. But before I do that, I want to see Siobhan's breakdown. Bond's breakdown of the game because I feel like there were a lot of things. Siobhan, you probably have like 6, 7, 8, 9 plays. To go over tonight to really break down this super important matchup.
Sure do. Let's get into it. Come on, Brad.
Oh, hold on. Hold up. Let me break it down. So it can forever and consistently be broke.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah. Stretch.
That's good. Get those get those hamstrings. Yep.
Wow. Soft from the jump.
All right.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well.
That's it. Take me out, Brass.
Okay.
All right. Take her out, Brass.
I mean, excellent. Excellent breakdown.
Good breakdown.
That was
pretty much downhill from there. So.
that was the highlight.
Put that back up. It was a bad jump ball. Like, it was just.
Yeah, they didn't even put that back up. I thought you were going to say that.
Someone said best breakdown all year. Yeah,
no. Was, put that back up. I'm serious. Put the tip back up. It was the worst jump ball I ever seen. Sure. Put the all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of striking. Get limber.
Looking around. Yeah. We're ready for the jump.
Oh, God. Okay. You're right. What an awful fucking tip that was.
Yeah, like.
Jesus. Idris?
What an omen.
Yeah, we should have known.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, man. Oh, that's making me sick.
That's
in
like
my stomach.
That's like in 2K when your controller's not actually on for the jump, and it's just like the thing doesn't.
And the whole
you,
game you're like, playing, like, well, this game doesn't fucking count.
Yeah.
And you're like throwing it on the couch and they're making some baskets. You're like, well, fuck it. It doesn't really. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Heat,
solid.
Heat and six. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's heat and five. Heat and five. Heat it's five. Always heat and five.
Heat and five. Heat and five.
I'm not, but honestly. If they had, there were so many times this game could have been won.
I know.
Yeah.
And it was just like, fucking A, man.
Well, that's it. I mean, honestly, there was a lot of shit being played. A lot of shit being played tonight. I do think if we had, even tonight, if we had Jimmy, we could have gotten this game under control.
This game would have.
Yes.
Jimmy plays this game, they win this game.
Well, and that's, but I guess that's overall my point, Alf. Like, that's kind of why this game doesn't matter that much. Because Jimmy, okay, so Bam. Bam has often played like shit this season when Jimmy's not on the court.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's we have a decent sample size of that, I think. Yeah. You know, and like he just doesn't seem to bring it. Like Jimmy brings the best out of Bam.
And they're going to look a lot. They look so they are 14 games over 500 with Jimmy. Like I think they're like 7 games under 500 without him.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot and Giancarlo said this on Twitter tonight. It's a lottery team. Versus a top three team.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
Which is crazy.
And which been that way all season. So like.
And it's also that way with every team Jimmy's been on. Except for the Sixers, and they almost got to the finals.
I don't even want to do that. Absolves them. I feel like that gives them some room to breathe. Because I know that Jimmy does bring a different level of grit and determination and all those things. But like Miami had enough tonight to not look the way that they did against.
No, that was the thing that was crazy to me. It's like every time they had it within striking distance, like it was guys like Ariza and Bam fucking up. It wasn't Belly, like you know what I mean. Like it wasn't Belly doing or Deadman or like end of bench guys. It was our main guys just deciding let's do some dumb shit like foul Middleton on a three. Let's just let the and that's why I'm worried about Bam's health. Someone said, with Jimmy, we still getting our ass kicked tonight. Hell the fuck no.
No. The point I was just about to make is we have Jimmy tonight. We have a better game from Bam. We have a better game from Ariza. He makes everybody else better. And then just himself, just what he brings to the game, we're cutting that 14-point spread.
Maybe he got some pain points tonight. I don't know.
Well, we're definitely going to the line more.
Also, if Tyler plays anywhere near the way he's been playing, and that's I'm not afraid of the Bucks. I'm really not. I would have rather played the Hawks.
Yeah.
But honestly, I said it the last time. Maybe it was locker room where I was like, listen, the losing to the Bucks in the first round, you take your hat off to them. But if like we lose to the Hawks in the first round.
Yeah.
That shit is way too embarrassing for me. Like
that's a great point. That is a great point.
I don't want that embarrassment. If we're gonna lose in the first round, let's go out to the Bucks.
I think with them in the whole Jimmy making people better argument is that's fine. Like Jimmy, let Jimmy take, you know, let Jimmy take your 80% to 100% on night so that you don't even come with like 70. I can't make that argument that or I can't put so much weight into Jimmy not being there to help get you over the hump. You didn't even bring me the things that got you to the hump to start with.
But they did. They kept getting within 10 points, and then Bam would come back in and fuck it up. It was so weird. It was like, oh, you're within 10 or 12. Bam's going to fix this, and Bam made it worse.
Kendrick gave you 31, and you can't, like, find a way to pull out a better-looking performance than this from a team perspective.
Listen. I also, like, you know, Tyler had – I mean, God, Tyler was bad tonight. But, like, I'm not – I'm also not – thinking Tyler turned into a pumpkin yet either. Like, I mean, this was just a,
yeah,
he's been playing really well lately, and I'm not letting a one game sample here throw me off team. Because he's been looking better, consistently better. So this is just a weird, this, it's a very difficult to analyze this game, man. I don't
listen, the analysis of this game just goes back to, out of every win or lose, who cares? It's the fact that Bam and Hero were so bad.
Yeah.
Without Jimmy in there tonight. And those guys are the ones who need to step up.
Yes.
And Kendrick Nunn is the only guy who, and Dragic had played his normal game. He was 6 for 16. He wasn't efficient. He kept missing floaters and layups. Like, he scored 17 points, and that was because he hit some fucking bullshit threes.
Yep.
But there's no win. When Jimmy comes back in the playoffs, there is no way Bam plays like this in a playoff game alongside Jimmy Butler. There's no way. There's no way.
Of course. Like,
God forbid, though, Jimmy gets like a freak accident. And
we're fucked.
No, that's
it. Oh, we're totally fucked.
Exactly. Yeah, but there's no championship.
Don't even speak that into existence. But at least.
Either, but I'm saying, like, I don't, the reliance.
But I'm sure the national media will go easy on us if that happens.
Yeah.
Silver lining.
they will not. Oh, they can't do it without Jimmy. They're a flawed team. That's what you'll hear.
They need the bubble.
I got to make another drink. Frankie G in the chat says, I'm drunk.
Nice.
That's a Twitter joke.
Someone's name in the chat.
It's Drunge with a J.
Someone's name in the chat is Brownie Can't Spell, and I just... shout out to that person.
It's just a fact.
Fez Butter says more drip drops.
Delusional 05 gave out a tier one, one tier one sub. So let's all hit him with a drip drop.
I'm out. I'll be back. Brass, right. you're up.
Moose, hit him with the drip drop here.
Do it.
Brass, hit him with a drip drop. Give it to me.
I want to see how long it takes him to figure it out. No, he still doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Moose, don't even turn your mic on. No, just mouth it. Mouth it, Moose. Ready? Say, you gotta hit him one time with a...
Gotta hit him one time with a drip drop.
Like a badly subbed action kung fu movie.
All right, I think you got it.
Jesus, Brass. Brass is as pink as his background lights.
Committed to the bit.
Committed to the bit.
This Jungle Bird's really good. Fuck that Milwaukee Jungle Bird.
I'm fucked
and
up.
All 11 of its ounces.
Oh my God, 11 and a half ounces. Jesus Christ. I know I've had that much rum on a hangover time before. I just don't remember it.
Not in your one cup.
I was going to say that
3-hour one that we did.
Wait, who the fuck is Ben Feldman?
I think it's really good though that we know, we're going to know.
I'll take it.
About the Knicks game before tomorrow.
Yeah,
because the Knicks are at 1. We don't play till 8 o'clock, so that's good. And again, if this game doesn't matter tomorrow, fuck it, rest it.
That's what exactly.
Yeah,
rest it.
That was a professional broadcaster shit I just did.
Same with me. We killed that shit, Alf.
Listen, speaking of killing that shit, Moose.
Oh, let's do it.
It's your time to shine.
I'm excited for this. This was the most highly requested film for Moose at the Movies.
Oh, we're doing Moose legitimately. At the Movies. Let's go.
Is it Porky's?
One man, two desires.
drip drop and cinema. It's Moose at the Movies. Powered by StreamBeat.
All right. I had the popcorn ready. I thought you were going to have them.
Popcorn ready.
That shitty Tyler Hero cereal.
No, I'm saving that for the rest of the playoffs. But you already know what it is. So tonight, I want to focus on a modern-day love story. Ooh. The real Romeo and Juliet of our generation.
Baby.
Some may view it as just a kid's musical that highlights the very definition of white privilege in America. But
I can't believe this is what you're doing.
Is a story of a star athlete with the heart of an artist and the beautiful girl who leads him on the path to self-enlightenment. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This week, Moose at the Movies is diving into the global phenomenon known as Disney's High School Musical.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Global pandemic.
Let's do it, people. I know you're ready for this. All right, our main character, Troy Bolton, has it all.
Bolton. That,
whatever. The beaver hair, the Timberlake Bolton swag, the cool black best friend that validates his cultural appropriation.
See, all right, Troy, cancel Matt.
He's the star of his high school basketball team, coached by his overly aggressive machismo father. Troy's got it all right? The girls love him. The guys want to be him.
Is that a Nerf basketball?
Yeah. I got to tell you something. I was so excited when I found that picture. I was like, oh, this is perfect. This is perfect.
Oh, my God. He's dunking in his bedroom.
Listen, Troy, he can sing and dribble a basketball, which basically makes him Utah's young white Jesus. Okay? But what they don't know is that deep down, Troy has a secret passion burning deep in his loins. Okay, it all starts to unfold when a new student,
crazy,
Gabriela Mendoza, thank you, Alf, transfers to his school in Utah. Ooh. Now, I still have no idea how a multicultural hottie like Vanessa Hudgens ended up in Utah, but whatever, let's roll with it. She's a big math nerd, and that's why she ended up at the school to lead the mathletes to gold or whatever the fuck they compete for. I don't know, it's like a golden calculator or some shit. Anyways, they get paired up in this kid's karaoke party. Once they hit the stage and start singing together, magic fills the air. It's the moment that Troy feels that spark. Not just the spark of romance. Thank you. I'm so glad I got that. But the spark of creativity, okay? See, this prepubescent heartthrob may look like the sweet life of both Zach and Cody, but he's got the voice of an angel, like Jesus or Fergie, and he just wants the world to know it. Okay? Now, all Troy can think about is finding another duet with Vanessa, or Gabriela, as she's called in the movie. But he has to play the politics of being cool, and dealing with this whole drama club thing very close to the chest. Nobody can know that the most popular jock and the captain of the math club are trying to be an item, okay? Eager to find a way to ignite this romance and follow his inner passion, Troy auditions for the school musical. Word gets around that Troy is singing and now into this entire basketball team. They freak out. Look at that. They break out into this really weird song. By the way, look at the feet. Look at the feet on this jump shot. All right. That is just killer. Killer.
Sweet.
Pretty good. Look at my man on the far left.
They're just questioning his commitment in to the game, telling him, Ballin'. You gotta get your head in the game, which was really interesting.
Wait, see, did they sing to him to tell him to get out of the drama club?
I'm not gonna lie.
I've never watched
High
movie.
School Music. It's called High School Musical, but still, every single time they broke into song, I was like, "What's going on?" And they're all just going with it. But no, it was beautiful. It was great music.
Moose, I just gotta ask because I've never seen this movie. Because I'm 40.
Saw it last night for the first time.
So they sang to him to tell him that his drama shit was whack.
You gotta get your head in the game.
Okay, I just want to make sure because
it's a classic. It sticks with you. You're gonna be singing that tomorrow.
Someone should have sang that to Bam tonight.
I think you have a picture of UD singing it to him.
Oh my god.
Sing it, Moose.
You gotta get your head in the game, motherfucker.
Man, my head is in the game.
Gotta get your head in the goddamn game, motherfucker.
It is in the game.
All right,
Brass,
I hope that didn't fuck you up with the picture.
No, I'm good. Keep going.
All right, cool. His own father even starts to go, super douche on his own son, telling him, listen, you're not an artist, you're a playmaker. See, Troy's conflicted. His father doesn't understand that he's just trying to reach out. He's trying to show his father who he really is. Papa, can you hear me? But no,
oh my God.
He can't, all right? Look, the basketball team finds a way to set up Troy by secretly recording him, saying that he's just doing this to impress the girl, he doesn't really care about music, and then that gets back to her. So that just devastates our little algebra queen, okay? Heartbroken, she tells Troy, don't worry about musical, you know, just go be with your boys and I'll be with my girls. It's fine. Now, Troy may be just a boy, but even then, we all know that when a girl says it's fine, it's never fine. You either fucked up or she thinks you fucked up, which means you really fucked up. Now, the basketball team realizes they haven't been good teammates and decide to rally around Troy and support him on his creative quest. They find a way to create a diversion in the middle of a championship game so Troy can sneak out and sweep Gabriella off her feet. Now, not only does our guy nail the audition and get the part, but he also makes it time. He also makes it back in time to nail the game-winning shot and the championship, guys! Amazing! He was able to do both, like just incredible time management skills. And it was also a little weird though, how the entire student body was at a math competition, a basketball game, a drama audition, all at the same time supporting each other. But you know, that's High School Musical. It's a beautiful love story with the underlying theme that what's really cool in life is following your passions and being yourself. Don't let what others think of you get you down or feed into your emotions. A classic tale of head versus heart. It's no wonder this film went on to make sequels and spin-off series with this all-star cast, a chart-topping original soundtrack, and Zac Efron's undeniable baby blues. That will just leave you swooning. It's no wonder that this is a Hall of Fame level film. I give it 1,000 drip drops, and I remind you all that we're all in this together. Drip drop, Brass, take me out.
That was fantastic. Unlike that fucking movie, holy shit. People watch that?
I'm a little concerned that like Moose gave this like 1,000 drip drops and he's excited about the, like he's not worried about the game tonight. It makes you feel like
it stays in your head.
It just makes me feel like, you know, his analysis of tonight's game is not very good.
It was a scrimmage. They didn't have their head in the game. By the way, high school kids, I didn't know that they danced like this. That was every
like
song.
Like the Jets and the Sharks.
single song. It was all this.
I just feel bad. Like kids had, like when I grew up, we had Grease. Like they have High School Musical. Like, holy shit. Yeah. That's fucking terrible.
And then there's some even worse shit after that that the even younger kids watch. I cannot remember its name, but it's something that plays on Disney Channel. And it's just...
Is it the ones where like all the kids are the villains? I watched that one with
it feels musical-ish. Like, it's a musical.
Like The Descendants or some shit like that.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Is it called The Descendants?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
I've never seen it. My daughter sometimes listens to it on
Sure.
Sure, Brass.
I'm not like that.
That was super unconvincing.
Yeah, yeah, Brass. You haven't seen High School Musical, you know?
I definitely haven't, Moose, but you definitely have. No, so.
I'm just saying, like, dude, he made every single shot. Like, how he's so talented.
And he nailed the audition.
Look at that fucking hair.
Does he have a fucking cereal deal?
No, he doesn't. No, but you know what I did laugh at, and I almost put it in there? He wears 14.
Crazy.
He's the original drip.
Do you think that's where Tyler got his number from?
I mean, maybe. There's so much swag.
Oh, God.
Honestly, you know what's funny? There were two Zac Efron movies on TBS today. There was the Dirty Grandpa with Robert De Niro, and then afterward they played Neighbors.
Neighbors?
Yeah.
Neighbors is actually funny, though.
Neighbors is pretty funny.
Yeah.
He sang in Dirty Grandpa. He still got it.
Well, he did. He was on Broadway. I don't know what show it was, but I know he did Broadway.
Yeah, he still got it. Listen, Zac Efron ain't playing around.
How was he at the game of basketball though? Right. Did he look convincing?
Jacked. Well, not with that picture that I showed you. I mean, look at his feet. Like, how do you shoot a jump shot and you're just like?
Agreed.
But
no, look at my ball man went, on the left.
Look, got
the
hops ball like went belly. In
every real time. High. Like, remember Young Jock shit? Like the dance is going down, like that
going
shit.
Going down.
Going to put that back up. Look at the man on the left.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, I will say, like, what made me laugh the hardest out of anything in this film was watching the kids in the background.
Yes,
like, they clearly got no direction because they were in the background. So they were doing whatever the hell they wanted. You had people, like, just completely off the beat doing the Carlton and shit. It was funny. They were better dancers than actual, like, choreographed shit, you know?
That is
funny. I know. Could Spo learn anything?
What they were doing.
With, like,
was it, yeah, was it, were there any after timeout plays that they could learn from? I mean,
no, I don't know.
Was there a defensive scheme?
There was something that they did that was actually pretty cool. So what they did is they found a way to hack into the scoreboard and completely shut down the game right before the fourth quarter started. So Troy can go do this audition, which only took about like...
Well, that happens every night on Bally Sports. Yeah. So I don't...
Oh my God. Don't get me fucking started on this fucking app.
Go ahead, Frankie. Tell us, Frankie. Because that Bally... I don't know what happened, but Bally Sports be fucking up.
Bro, I've never had a fucking issue with Fox Sports. They switched to Bally Sports. I can't put the fucking game on. I can't put a single fucking game on. It's fucking bullshit. What the fuck is that? Bally Sports, you have a terrible... Fuck, first of all, Bally Sports. Who the fuck wants to watch the fucking Bally Sports? It's a terrible fucking name. You should fire your marketing department. The whole shebang.
The scoreboard sucks.
Scoreboard sucks. The fucking ticker sucks. Everything sucks. I can't watch it on my phone. I can't watch it on the fucking TV. It's fucking bullshit. Every time I ask them on Twitter for help, they say, oh, log out and log back in. Oh, so,
you don't think we tried that already?
Delete the app. Re-download it. No, fuck you. I don't want to do this shit no more. I'm tired. I gotta find a way to make effort to watch Bam Adebayo not shoot shots. And that's too much. No more. Fuck you, Bally.
Do it in your the Dominican accent.
I can't. I'm too drunk.
I thought you were going to say do it in high pitch.
Do it in your chipmunk accent.
Do it in your chipmunk accent.
That wasn't a bit, bitches.
Oh, man. This fucking whole Bally thing is fucking awful. I'm sorry.
Seriously, the day it switched, my app just went to shit.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
It's so bad. Like, the beginning of the fourth quarter, for like 5 minutes, there was no score. And then, like, their ticker is like, they like show the Eastern Conference rankings, and they're like, they bring up like number 8, Charlotte Hornets. I'm like, why? Like, they bring up Charlotte Hornets number 8, they give their record, and then they scroll across the bottom, like, how many games back they are, like, what's their division. Like, it takes, like, 15 minutes, like, to get through the – like, you can't even get through the whole – like, the top 8 in the Eastern Conference in one quarter. Mm. I'm like, who decided that this was a fucking good idea?
Can I ask you the question?
What's up?
Did anyone else see that random signing the Heat made in like the middle of the night last? Like,
oh shit, we didn't even talk about that.
Big playoff minutes. Big playoff minutes for Omer Yurt 7.
Oh, yes.
Guess what? Guess who can fucking say his name? I got it. Everyone said on Twitter that I wasn't going to be able to say his name. Omer Yurt 7.
What? That's his name?
Yep. Bang.
Omer Yurt 7.
There's so many jokes coming.
7 minutes in heaven.
I wish you get 7 points.
he would have helped tonight. Mm-hmm. Put him instead of fucking Bam. he got some post moves. 38% from 3 in the G League. He does look like a Miami Ponzi schemer. 100%. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
He looks like he buys a lot of shit in the Dolphin Mall to sell in Colombia.
Yeah, 100%. He's filling up that suitcase, bringing it back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he walks around Sawgrass with suitcases.
Oh yeah.
77.
I'm pretty sure that guy tried to sell me some Molly the last time I was on South Beach.